レコードスペシャルセッション、スペシャルエディションということで、本日はなんかちょっとすごい熱気なんですが、スペシャルなゲストをお迎えして、皆さんとこういう会を持てるのをとても嬉しく思っております。スペシャルゲストがどういうスペシャルゲストか、皆さんご存知とは思うんですが、ちょっと Q&A 形式でご紹介させていただこうかなと思います。この本日のスペシャルゲスト、もう男性ってわかりますね。好きなスポーツは何でしょうか。これ意外と知ってる方少ないかもしれません。実はクリケットだそうでございます。この瞬間にもうアメリカじゃない感じがいたしますですよね。次は、彼のマイクロソフト入社年はいつでしょうと、1980年代から14年までございますが、なんと1992年ということで、22年間非常に長い間マイクロソフトで技術者として腕を磨いてきたということになります。そしてそんな中でですね、いろんな製品チームを渡ってきたんですが、一番最初に Azure、Office、WebTV、Bing といろいろございますが、彼が一番最初に働いた製品チーム、どれだと思いになりますか。実はなんと WebTV なんですね。22年前ですから懐かしいですね。でも実は先ほどお見せした全ての開発チームで彼は、仕事を働いています。ですから最も私どもの製品のポートフォリオを熟知しているというふうに申し上げられるんじゃないかなと思います。さあ、もうこれでわかりますね。ということで、この方の出身地どちらでしょう。もうここまで来たら二択なんですが、正解は、二択の正解はこちらでございます。ハイデラバードインドということですね。それでは皆様ご用意よろしいでしょうか。どうぞ本日のゲストを私と一緒にお迎えください。
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Microsoft Corporation Chief Executive Officer Satya Nadella.
では改めてご紹介させていただきます。マイクロソフトコーポレーションチーフエグゼクティブオフィサーサティア・ナデラでございます。それではですね、今日は皆様と、それからネットの向こうにもすでに何千人かの方がいらっしゃるんですけれども、皆様を代表する形で、カンバセーション with サティアということで、 Q&A 形式でお話を進めさせていただければというふうに思います。よろしいでしょうか。
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Thank you. ではですね、今回日本に CEO としてでは初めていらっしゃったんですが、いかがですか。日本のご感想は楽しんでいらっしゃいますか。
You know, I've been to Japan now many, many times in various roles, and as you said, the first time as CEOAnd what strikes me about Japan always is the high standards that I guess each one of you have of us. And every time I've come here, I've always been impressed by talking to, you know, enterprise customers, developers, partners, our own employees, who always push you about all the things that need to be done better. And to me, there cannot be better inspiration and energy than high standards. And so I think that for me, Japan has always represented that. It's that attention to detail. It's that last mile of excellence. And to me, it's always been great. It's energizing. And I've had now a chance to, in a day and a half, meet many, many people here. And it's great progress. We have a lot to do, especially with you folks. And I'm looking forward to sort of making sure that we...make real tangible progress, and to have a chance to talk to you and learn from you has been super important.
So a lot of things to do っておっしゃったんですが、そういう意味ではここ数ヶ月ですね、ナデラさん、こちらのようなこのマイクロソフトのコア、新しいミッション、ビジョンというものを非常にクリアにご提示なさっていると思うんですが、今日ここにいらっしゃるディベロッパーの皆様にもう一度ご説明いただけますでしょうか。
Yeah, but one of the key things for me has been for us as Microsoft to get grounded on what is the unique contribution that we can make in the world. To me, any company can only succeed if it is centered on a core mission that obviously galvanizes everybody inside the company, but it's also a sense of purpose for why it's going to make a difference in the lives of people and societies and economies. I mean, that's really at the core of what I wanted to make sure we achieve. And that's why I picked the two things that I believe Microsoft can do in this mobile and cloud world, which is productivity and platforms. If you look at productivity for us, it's got deep meaning, especially in a country like Japan where the usage of Office is very, very broad. But it's not about resting on the laurels of Office that we created in the past. It is about the new invention, new scenarios, new applications that are driving productivity in a mobile-first world and in a cloud-first world. In fact, I just learned that right out of Japan, we have an R&D center here, we've always had R&D center here, is where we have done the core development for two new products that I think are representative of what the reinvention of productivity can mean. One of them is called Office Lens. It's an application that runs on your phone, and that application allows you to take photographs of any whiteboard and then automatically OCRs it, and then it becomes a searchable text inside of OneDrive. As well as we just launched a preview of a new interactive document format called Sway, where it's like a web, an application or a website, but now you can create these interactive documents, and it's fantastic to see that type of new innovation. We launched a product called Delve recently, which is about discovering information inside your enterprise using some of the same technologies that we use underneath Bing, but for now spreadsheets, documents, and other artifacts of work, completely transforming how one does work and information discovery. Power BI is another capable tool for you to be able to gain insights from data and, more importantly, culturally change the organization so that they can gain insights from data. I just cite all those as examples of how Microsoft will be perhaps the most passionate around reinventing productivity. But quite frankly, the thing that for this audience that I want to make sure we reinforce is we are a platform company first. We have always prided ourselves in being able to harmonize the multiplicity of interests that exist. User interests, IT interests, and developer interests. Because we think the magic happens when we are able to bring and harmonize those three interests together. That's the core of what Windows' value proposition has been. Quite honestly, we've made some mistakes. Right, we've not gotten that balance right, and whenever we've not gotten that balance right, we've learned from it, and we want to make sure we get better. I feel the progress we're going to make in Windows 10 is very much centered on that. I want us to create the broadest developer opportunity by aggregating usage of applications you build, starting from the desktop to the phone. That is really what we want to be able to do with our platform approach. But really, our mission is to empower every individual and organization to do more and achieve more. We'll do that by reinventing productivity and building platforms that have the broadest, deepest opportunity, in particular for developers.
Reinventing productivity ということをおっしゃったんですが、それは人々の働き方であったり、日々の生活であったり、あるいは、そうですね、働いているデジタルライフとデジタルワーク、先ほどのコアの絵の真ん中にもありましたけれども、そこの境界といいますか、コンバージェンスということを時々おっしゃるような気がするんですが、そのデジタルライフ、デジタルワーク、それをサティアさんはどういうふうに考えていますか？それは別のものですか？一緒のものですか？
Yeah, no, one of the things that I feel has happened is somehow a lot of people ask me, are you a consumer company or are you an enterprise company? And I say, no, I'm a user company. Because most users don't think of themselves as just doing work or just living a life. They think about doing both. And so I want everything we do to be focused on that dual use. So for example, I want OneDrive, OneDrive for Business, Skype and Link. I want outlook and exchange, all of the scenarios that we do to be able to truly transcend these boundaries in a seamless way. And we describe it as dual use. We want to build it into the core of the operating system and the core of our own applications and give you also the APIs and the platforms and the tooling for you to build applications of that kind. To us, I think that that's perhaps the most characteristic difference of how we will approach how we think about the marketplace. And I'm even take Cortana. I know you'll ask me about when is Windows Phone going to come to Japan. I might as well say that we are going to work on it. But believe me, Cortana is another thing where I don't think of it as, it's for work or it's for home, right? It allows me to manage my schedules. It also reminds me of things to do when, because of its geofenced reminders when I get back home. It reasons about all of my data, entirety of my data. And so to me, really going after that is perhaps more central to us when we think about productivity by really being able to have intelligence and personalization that knows everything about your digital work and life.
とするとそのデュアルライフというものを実現可能にするためにはもちろんマイクロソフトの製品もそうですけれどもここにいらっしゃる皆様あるいは IT 部門そういうものが非常に重要な役割を持っているというふうにお考えになっていらっしゃるということですよね。
Yes, I mean one of the things that I'm sure it's at this point more self-evident but it's worthwhile emphasizing is first of allFor us, when we say we want to build platforms, we want to build platforms that are attractive to developers. We also want to build platforms where we make it possible for you to bring your existing code and existing infrastructure into our platforms. I mean, even take Windows. I feel in the universal Windows applications, we are sort of making it easy for you to bootstrap your application using existing code assets. I mean, the easiest one is gaming. If you think about what you're doing perhaps with Unity or any other game framework, you can bring that. So we think that code portability and reuse is super important because you care a lot about it and we may want to make sure that we give you maximum leverage for investments you have made on Windows.On the back end side, in our cloud, it's amazing to see the amount of Linux virtual machines on Azure. We are absolutely first class for every OSS package. Linux, in some sense, in the global basis, around 25-30% of Windows Azure is Azure. Is Linux. And we would welcome any of your code and systems that you use. So it's not about Microsoft means Windows at all.It's a very different era. It's a very different way that we want to serve you. Even in the private cloud, our hypervisor supports Linux guests as first class. And you could say, wow, whose developer conference am I at? But really, this is a completely different age. And we want to make sure we are giving you the extensibility, giving you the maximum leverage. We are also taking, just as another point, I see a bunch of Macs here, more PCs, that's good. One of the things that I also want is for us to do great work on other devices. Office 365 is going to be available on these other devices. As well as the extensibility frameworks around Office are going to be available on those other devices. So we want to create the broadest opportunity for developers because that, we believe, is the only way to make real progress on behalf of customers.
ありがとうございます。では、ビジョンについて最後にもう一つだけ教えてください。日本はやっぱり製造業がすごく多くて、ものづくりの、ソサエティだって言われています。で、そのコンテキストで、インターネットオブシングス、IoT というものが非常によく言われているんですね。マイクロソフトは、この IoT のエリアで何かビジョンを持っていますか？
Yeah, no, I think IoT, is actually as much a business model shift.As it's a technology shift. And basically, anyone who's in the industrial equipment business is quickly realizing that the gross margin is not as much on the hardware per se, it is in the service. So that means you have all of these devices that get connected, the data that comes from them gets reasoned over, and you do things like predictive maintenance and rich analytics. And those service contracts is what you monetize. And so therefore, we have some very good, great capability. First, I would say is the Windows at the endpoint increasingly becomes relevant because of the management and security aspects of these connected devices, especially in a world where you security matters and management matters. I think the Windows is very relevant. But even irrespective of whether it's Windows or not on the end, you want to get the data that's coming out of these Internet of Things into a cloud, private or public. And there, we have two services that are actually very relevant. Azure Information, Intelligent System Service, which allows you to be able to take the data and backhaul it into the cloud. And Azure ML, or the Machine Learning Service, is something that I'm very, very excited about. We took all of the learning that we have had in terms of applied machine learning, underneath Bing, underneath Kinect, and what we did with vision, speech, because one of the things we realized was we were building all these tool chains internally to be able to do models at scale and learning at scale. And we have taken all of that, now are making it available as part of Azure ML, because every application you are building for Internet of Things or even for consumer scenarios is going to require much more statistical machine learning methodologies. And that's what that service does. And so I would really say that the combination of what we have done in Azure and coupled with what we have in Windows, embedded in particular, we want to enable this transformation of both technology and business model.
That's amazing. で、今言ったことで、ああと思ったのが、私ども自身が IoT であったり、マシンラーニングであったり、それからビッグデータというものを私どもの製品開発に、直接役立てているということですね。ではここからはですね、ここにいらっしゃるディベロッパーの皆様についての質問に移らせていただきたいと思います。まあ私どもいろんなですね、プログラミングモデルであったり、製品であったり、今クラウドにものすごく移っていったり、製品もどんどん新しくなったり、で皆さんキャッチアップするの大変だっていう方もいらっしゃいますし、それでもやっぱりマイクロソフトに対してバリューを見ていただいていると。このディベロッパーの方たちにとってのマイクロソフトプラットフォームの価値、特に我々が今こう変わろうとしているとき、何が彼らにとっての一番のベネフィットなんでしょうか。あともしお客様の事例があればぜひご紹介ください。
I mean, I think for developersWhat they care about whenever you're making choices around platforms would be two things. One is, what's the opportunity to be able to reach more customers? And two is the productivity of the tool chain that makes it possible for you to do more. And in both of those contexts is where we are investing. One is, if you look at creating the broadest developer opportunity. We talked already about what we are trying to do with unification of the stores and getting access to these applications or engagement with these applications in Windows. That, we believe, is going to create a huge market for you, right? Which is, if you build universal Windows apps, which you can build today, those applications will obviously run on today's Windows, but will also run when Windows 10 comes out. Yeah. And they will get more usage. We plan to upgrade 600, 700 million users from Windows 7 to this, because it's going to be a fantastic upgrade, and you've seen already some of the screenshots of the usability of it. And store is right there. It's up front in the start menu. It's not something that you have to go to. So we really are committed to getting your application's usage, because without that, you know, the investment becomes questionable. And so we get it, and we want to keep working on it. Same thing on Azure. Quite frankly, if you are building any application today that is focused on enterprise customers, we have an amazing opportunity for you to reach them. Because take even just the Azure AD integration. Because Office 365 is a big hit even in Japan. It's sort of going through massive, massive growth. And you want to be able to sell a commercial service with single sign-on with Office 365 so that it's friction-free, you can just use Azure AD and achieve that. And that makes it not only easy for you, but it also makes it easy for the IT professional. Capabilities like that really create new channels of distribution. And when it comes to the tool chain, one of the other things that I'm very enthused about is the work we've done with Visual Studio Online. Visual Studio Online for you to be able to do everything from your source code control to project management to bug tracking, the Git support in it. So overall, I feel we now have a very productive cloud service to be able to collaborate as development teams and you know, manage, for example, your mobile application. So you could, in fact, be building for iOS or Android, and you could still use our cloud backend. We have push notification services. We have application storage services, so a rich set of capabilities with a great productive tool chain. And we see many, many customers take advantage of capabilities like that.
So probably you might talk about our customers.
Our Rakuten is, you know, in fact, one of the things I had a chance even to meet locally was Rakuten and what they're doing with us already. It's fantastic to see them use some of the media services capabilities. After all, they're one of the biggest brands out there globally when it comes to e-commerce. And they're expanding into many, many other areas. But their usage of, like, content business is very core to them as well. So they're using our media services capability, which is, by the way, another service we have. Anyone who is into both encoding and streaming of video, we have Azure Media Services, which is a very capable service. In fact, a lot of that got built in support even for our Xbox business. So therefore, I feel very, very good about local adoption and global adoption of our cloud backend that's increasing, and Rakuten perhaps is a good example of someone that's a big brand here that's already using us.
ありがとうございます。次はちょっと難しい質問をさせていただきたいんですが、そうは言ってもですね、世の中には Windows 以外のデバイスがたくさんございます。Windows 以外でしか、mm-hmm.プログラムを書いたことがないディベロッパーの方たちもたくさんおられます。その方たちがマイクロソフトプラットフォームを気にしなければいけないという理由は何でしょう。何がマイクロソフトの彼らにとっての魅力なんでしょう。
You know, it's the, I would say the reason why you want to think about any of our platforms is again for those two real reasons, which is what is the productivity it provides, what is the set of services it provides, what's the opportunity, because that's how you're going to decide. And on the cloud backend, as I said, even if you're building a consumer service and you're building it for iOS and Android, I'll claim that, you know, having a public cloud backend that is global, that is going to allow you to be able to go to any, even if you start in Japan and you want to go elsewhere, you can count on this being ready as infrastructure. It's got higher level services like machine learning services. It's got media services. So these are capabilities that are differentiated. It's not just having a Linux virtual machine, which of course you can have. But you can in fact take your code, which perhaps is all OSS and Linux, no problem, run it with high availability, and then use some of the higher level services to the extent you want to use them. And I think that being able, and we have done a lot even for just mobile scenarios, so event processing and notifications, real-time stream analytics, those are kind of the capabilities that we're building. We've got a great Hadoop service as well. So I would say it's the richness of the cloud backend and the flexibility that it gives you in terms of being able to start with the code you have and use the code you have versus having to do anything special, and yet have, you know, count on a real enterprise-grade global footprint or internet commerce scale global footprint. And so that's really what I would say on the cloud side. And then when it comes to the devices side, again, it's the universal appeal of the universal Windows applications and the total number of customers that you can get to. I like to think about what we're doing with Windows, where you have desktop users, tablet users, and phone users. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was glad to see our share in Japan on the tablets is on the rise. And so that's kind of a motivation for you beyond PCs. To be building applications that are, you know, taking advantage of it. So that's how I would sort of characterize it.
So basically, Microsoft is committing to the wider range of the developers.
Absolutely. And I think that to us, having support for all of your various frameworks, OSS broadly, Linux broadly, and even frameworks like Unity and others for game developers on the client side are very important ways for us to have support for your existing code. Yeah.
Okay. では質問はだんだんもっとどっとタッチな感じになってきますね。一昨日ですか、昨日ですね、Windows 10が発表されましたが、それについて何かおっしゃることはございますか？
Well, it's Windows 10. It's, to me, I think, it's perhaps one of the most important releases of Windows. But it really comes down to three things that are distinctive about it. The first is the notion that we have consistency of experience. Whenever we think about mobile first, one of the things that is important for us, it's not about one device. It is about the mobility of the human being. It's really the importance of being able to have consistency of the experience as the user starts on the phone, goes to their PC, goes to a conference room with a large screen, goes to their TV. What about the experience and the continuum of experience? So to us, building that is very important, and obviously Windows 10 delivers on it. It is also, quite frankly, important from an enterprise standpoint to build consistency when it comes to things like security, identity management, data protection, so that there is the core benefits of Windows around manageability and security are realized across all of these device form factors. You can still have bring your own devices, but yet IT has the ability to do things like bring your own device management, and that I think is very important. So manageability and security is another aspect. But perhaps the most important one, especially for this audience, is the universal application platform. You can have an application that takes mouse and keyboard input, it takes, you know, touch input, it can take speech input, and has multimodalities in terms of whether you're using it with a mouse and keyboard, or you're using it with touch on tablet, or even multimodal in many of these touch PCs. So that richness of ability to span all of the form factors with universal Windows applications, as well as this one store, we believe unlocks a huge developer opportunity. Yeah. So to me, Windows 10 is exciting in that context. The nice part is you can get started today. You don't have to wait for Windows 10. That's one of the reasons why we are starting the preview process. It's the same. In fact, in our own case, we are launching all of the Xbox games that we are now doing. Are all these universal Windows applications. And so therefore, we ourselves are practicing that. Office is going to be written to universal Windows applications. That's how we're going to go about it. So you can use, we're walking the same walk as you. And so therefore, I think that you can get started today with the platforms we have and know that we'll create and unlock more of an opportunity for you.
ぜひ皆さんダウンロードしていただきたいと思いますが、もう一つですね、聞かないわけにいかない質問がございますですよね、皆さんね。Windows Phone は日本でローンチされるんでしょうか？
You know, I was happy to see our tablet share grow here, and that's enough of a motivation for us to go figure out how to get into this market with our phone. We completely are committed to making sureThat we have a complete portfolio, and I am glad to see us make progress in new device formats that we have launched even lately. In fact, it's just not Microsoft Surface. In fact, it's local OEMs who are doing very, very well. I mean, Fujitsu, NEC, and others who are doing fantastic work locally, and I'm so glad to see that. We will, by the way, have even a lot of other third-party OEMs who have jumped on the bandwagon when it comes to Windows Phone, because people realize that the third ecosystem actually is needed for a variety of reasons, especially in the enterprise space, but quite frankly, broadly, when it comes to this dual use is where I think we will be differentiated. So I'm looking forward to taking this feedback. I've been beaten up on Windows Phone in every meeting that I've been in Japan, and I'll remember it, and I won't forget it, and we will go make sure that we follow up on it.
ということで、皆様がですね、素晴らしいユニバーサルアプリをたくさん作っていただくほど、おそらくサティアさんに良いメッセージが伝わると思いますので、よろしくお願いします。それではですね、ちょっと角度を変えましょう。ここにはですね、割と非常にスキルの高い方たちがここに来ていただいているんですけれども、私どものお客様の中には学生さん、若い方ですね、とかスタートアップとかっていう方たちがいます。そういう若い方たちに対して何かメッセージをいただけますでしょうか。
I mean, one of the things that's been very exciting for me is to see what is happening globally around startups, especially student startups. Mm-hmm. Because what has happened is the barrier to entry, because especially with infrastructure like Azure being available and app stores, it's now possible for anybody to be able to build applications fast, iterate on applications fast, and globally distribute. So it's no longer just building applications just for a local market. Anyone can actually have global ambition. Mm. And what we have done is always had these good programs, programs that help people get started with things like BizSpark and YouthSpark. Yep. Where we have the encouragement both in terms of resources and mentorship. One of the other recent things that we've started doing is accelerators, which really not only help a company get started, but we also introduce the startups that we are accelerating to venture capital money. So overall, I feel this is a fantastic time for anyone who is especially coming in to the workforce to create startups, and we are very committed to giving the tools, the training, the mentorship, the access to risk capital, and helping throughout that process. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is what I would ask everybody to take advantage of, is the offers that we have. But also, the one thing I would also say is it's not just about new startups, but the developers inside of existing companies and even enterprises to be able to have access to the same capabilities. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's no longer about innovation coming only from one class of customers or one class of developers. It's coming from all over, just because software and software innovation is now part of every business. And so therefore, we want to be able to appeal to both.
Yeah. そういうですね、そういう意味では先ほど今おっしゃったアクセラレーターということでは、日本からはフォーブさんというアクセラレーターがロンドンで、今ですね、ロンドンのマイクロソフトアクセラレーターというところで、それからキャピーさんはテルアビブですね、イスラエルで、今ですね、スタートアップの準備をしてらっしゃるということで、I think this is really fascinating. ということで、
じゃあ、And also, always, I'm sorry to apologize for interrupting, but always, I think in Imagine Cup, I've always been amazed with the number of people from Japan who have entered and done well, and I would encourage any student developer to really participate in Imagine Cup, because you have a fantastic track record there.
で今スタートアップとかスチューデントで素晴らしいというお話をなさったんですが、もう一つ一方ですね、企業の IT、 エンタープライズ IT というのを見ると、どうも日本はコンサバ保守的なんじゃないかという意見をよく聞きます。日本の IT についてどんな意見、あるいはアドバイスのようなものをお持ちでしょうか。
See, one of the things that I believe will be a natural outgrowthof new application development in the enterprise IT is, after all, every enterprise is dealing with their customers and partners.
Yep.
And so it's those applications that you're building. Like, for example, I had a chance to see some of the field service applications that are getting built around Windows, using universal Windows applications. So you want to be able to equip your insurance agent or your field service representative with a tablet. That tablet is something that they want to take to their, in front of their customer to be able to show them, have the customers self-service supported. Those applications, I believe, are the first place where a lot of new innovation is happening. Mm-hmm. IoT is another one. We talked about how IoT could be fundamental, especially in the Japanese context where there is great tradition of industrial equipment, consumer electronics. Now, every one of those products is becoming really a connected device. So I feel that what is quote-unquote enterprise IT is also rapidly changing in this mobile-first, cloud-first world. Their demands are different. They have higher demands for, you know, availability and SLA. They have higher demands for data security, identity management. That's a place where I feel we're well-equipped to serve them well. You asked about the differentiation of our cloud. And our devices, quite frankly, that's where we shine when it comes to not only enabling modern scenarios, but doing it and making sure that there is no compromise to things like data security.
ありがとうございます。まあ、一応要件が非常に厳しいエンタープライズ IT の世界だからこそ、マイクロソフトがたくさんお役に立てることがあるのではないかということかと思います。サティアさん、本当にありがとうございます。最後に何か皆さんにお話しなさりたいことはございますか？
First of all, thank you so much for the opportunity to come talk to developers. I always enjoy and coming to developers and talking. This is probably the most dressed I've ever been talking to a developer audience. So, I feel that our presence, we've been here in Japan for 28 years. And if you go back, in fact, to the very founding of Microsoft, it was, as you know, a company that started as a basic interpreter. And the first country that Bill took Microsoft to was Japan. And our, you know, we have a long history of success that has been founded on the feedback from the developers of Japan. And so I am committed to us doing some of our best work to create the greatest opportunities for you. We have, as I said, 2,500 people in our Japanese subsidiary. We do core development here, which is a real inspiration for us in areas like our office. We want to just keep at it. We keep at it. Each day we want to get better at being able to both serve you well for what you're doing with us and also understand your emerging needs, be it IoT, be it mobile applications, be it tablet applications, and really unlock this opportunity in front of you around universal Windows apps, as well as our cloud backend. So I look forward to many more visits, look forward to your feedback, and your high standards and expectations. and I believe that's what's going to make us better. And so I care a lot about your feedback and your engagement. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you very much, Tatia.
Thank you.
ありがとうございました。ということで、サティア・ナデラでございました。彼が言ったことをですね、まあ、リキャップっていうのもちょっとおかしいんですけど、こんなことかなと思い出してみた、思い起こしてみたいと思います。まあ、マイクロソフトのコアということを言っておりました。リインベント・プロダクティビティ&プラットフォームですね。でそこには何といってもディベロッパーの皆様の、作るサービスというのがなければやっていけないと。彼今回の来日って非常に O365 ですとかその API そして Azure バックエンドの話をしてまいりました。でそれは私どもが出す製品だけではなくて、その上にどんなエクスペリエンスを皆様が拡張していただけるかということにかかっているのかなと思っています。でその時のキーはですね、やはり昔のマイクロソフトの感覚ではないんですね。さまざまなテクノロジーがあり、さまざまなデバイスがあり、さまざまなプラットフォームがある。それを私どもは誰よりもよく分かっている。まあ、それが今回私サティアと話をしてみて非常にああと思って嬉しく思ったところなんですが、その我々が日々感じていることを間違いなく彼も感じている。そして皆様が一番作りやすいところ、使いやすいところ、一番タッチポイントの近いところ、やりたいところ、ここからぜひ我々のプロダクティビティとプラットフォームの世界に入ってきていただきたいということです。そして重要なことは、今もお話ししたように、すべてマイクロソフトプロプライエタリーの世界ではございません。もちろん私どもは皆さんにとって最高の生産性を保証するということを常に考えています。そして私どもの開発プラットフォームというのも世界で最高のものになるように引き続きずっと開発しています。それと同時にですね、皆様が複数のプラットフォームをターゲットにすること、あるいは今使ってらっしゃるオープンソース、あるいは今使い慣れているコード、ランゲージを使えること、これも同じように大事なことだと思っています。ですので私どものビジョンはですね、なんといってもここにいらっしゃる皆さん、別のイベントでサティアはですね、 IT はヒーローだと、これから技術者はヒーローだとおっしゃいました。技術者の皆様が何か素晴らしいアイディアを思いついたときに、それを簡単に実装できる、我々が一生懸命開発している素晴らしい生産性を持ったビジュアルスタジオ、そしてビジュアルスタジオでコードしたものが実装される先は、もちろん Windows プラットフォーム、ユニバーサルアプリケーション、さまざまなフォームファクターかもしれませんし、異なるプラットフォームかもしれません。私どもはこれでいいと思っています。この絵を皆様がご理解いただき、私どものビジュアルスタジオのメリットをご理解いただいて、そして何よりも素晴らしいエクスペリエンスを提供できるようなサービスを展開していただけたら、コードを書いていただけたらなというふうに思っております。 ということで、このスペシャルセッションのスペシャル、スペシャルエディションのスペシャルセッションは、これで終わりでございますが、たくさんお伝えすることがございます。まずこの後ですね、豪華らしいお弁当が待っておりますので、ぜひランチをゆっくり召し上がっていただきつつ、ランチタイムもちょっとした出し物があるようでございますので、ランチタイム終わりぐらいにこう来ていただくと、なんか楽しいことがあるかもしれません。それから午後はですね、私どものエヴァンジェリスト5名がですね、魂を込めて、魂を込めてって言ってるんですが、まだ私一度も投資を見ておりませんので、何が起こるかわかりませんので、ぜひ皆さん前でかぶりついてですね、Twitter も使いながらですね、圧力団体でこう、やっていただけると楽しいかなと思うんですけど、皆さんとそんな感じで、今、サティアがお話ししたことを、今の製品で実装するとどうなるかということを、デモでお見せできるはずでございます。そして、さらに、やはりデコードといえばおまけでございますね。今回もおまけ、最後にシークレットセッションというのを用意してございますので、これ一番最後でございますので、ぜひ、お逃しないようにお願いいたします。それでは午前の部ここまでです。大変ありがとうございました。